Getting children to focus on their studies can be a challenging task under any circumstances, but doing so when a parent is sent to war can be especially difficult. While war rages in Iraq, some U.S. grade schools are providing specialized counseling and other activities to help students from military families cope with their fears and keep them engaged in their studies. Nestled in the rolling hills outside Columbus, Georgia, Midland Middle School bustles with activity as students head to class. More than 100 Midland students have at least one family member in the armed forces who has either been sent to Iraq or may soon be deployed somewhere in the region. Among the students is a soft-spoken 13-year-old Christopher Kane.
My dad, he's a drill sergeant in the military. He might be deployed. I don't get to see him that often anymore. I watched a show last night, showed people getting shot, and if he got shot, I don't know what I would do.
Midland Principal James Wilson says the impact of Operation Iraqi Freedom has extended into his classrooms. Some students have become preoccupied, fearing for a parent's life. He says teachers and administrators have had to grapple with a delicate, emotionally charged situation.
The main thing is just be available. Let them know that you care. A lot of times they just want to talk. For example, we got a sixth grade student, young man that came into the guidance office one day just to say, you know, I may not see my father again. And none of us are trained to handle that kind of situation, but we need to tell him that, listen, what your dad's doing allows us to be here and do what we're doing today. We're all going to pray for your father, and I'm sure he'll come home.
Mr. Wilson admits there are no easy answers to questions concerning war and death, noting that students from military families can feel helpless because they have no control over a parent's fate. The challenge, he says, is to get them to focus on their own achievements in a way that honors both themselves and their families.
What we've tried to do is emphasize to the child, you're in a situation right now where you can do nothing but make your parent proud. Write your parents' letters. We'll make copies of your work, your tests, your homework, things that you're excelling at, and we'll put them in the mail to your parent or to a brother or to a sister, whoever may be deployed.
Mr. Wilson says administrators have consulted with officials at nearby Fort Benning, home of the 3rd Brigade of the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division, to devise a counseling program for students of military families. Carmen Weeks is one of two guidance counselors at the school.
You gave the other part to your teacher?
Well, I gave it to my teacher and then I asked for it back from her.
Ms. Weeks says the number of students seeking her help has increased markedly in recent weeks. She says students must feel secure at school if they are to do well in their studies.
We want the child's environment to be as normal as possible. We don't want the child to feel like anything is abnormal. I think abnormality causes stress. When you start to pull them and start to say you should be worried, it oftentimes causes distress.
13-year-old Christopher Kane points to a wall decorated with red, white, and blue stars. Called the Wall of Honor, it bears pictures of students' parents and other family members who are taking part in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
We ask students to bring in pictures of their family members that are being deployed, and me and two other students have put up a banner and their pictures along the wall. I think we should recognize these people because they might need a little extra help.
Principal James Wilson says patriotism is openly encouraged at school.
We're going to have Honor Our Country Day, and on that day, every student that wears red, white, and blue, we will drop the lowest grade they have. So they get a chance to help their academics, and they get a chance to honor their country.
Mr. Wilson says he finds himself marveling at the courage and strength his students display on a daily basis while coping with overwhelming fears and doubts. He says wartime has brought new duties and responsibilities to his staff, but adds that it has also forged a stronger sense of unity and purpose, which he welcomes. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Miami.